ריבון העולמים ואדוני אדונים אב הרחמים והסליחות מיידים אנחנו לפניך אדוני אלוהים ולאבותינו וקדושה ושתך תורתך אשתך אביה שקרבתנו לתורתך ולעבודות העבודות הקודש דעת הלוכלת וכזודות תורתך הקדושה מענו מחיינו מאשר עשית עמנו חסד גדול כזה על כן אנחנו מפלים לאחרון לפניך שתמחול ותסלח לכל חטאותינו ואבותינו ואל יהיו אבותינו מבדילים בינינו לבניך כן יהי רצון לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו כונן את לבבינו לרעתך ולאהבתך ותקשיב אזננו אוזניך לברנו אלו ותפתח לנו לבבות לבבינו הערל בסודות תורתך ולא בדינו זה נחת רוח ותקת כיסא כבודך כרך ניחוח תציל לנו אור מקור נשמתנו וכל בחילתנו של זאת ושיתנוצצו נצרות עבדך הקדושים אשר לדע גילית דבריך אלה בעולם זכותם זכות אבותם זכות תורתם ותמותם וקדושתם אמרת לנו לבנן כאשר דברים אלו וזכותם תאיר עינינו במה שאנו לומדים כמר נעים זמורות ישראל גן העיניי והביטה לפלות תורתך, כי אדון עיניי ייתן חומה בפיו דעת ונאו לי רצון ורפי, ויגון לפניך, אדוני צורי וגועלי.
Hello everybody, we continue with the תיקוני הזוהר. We are in verse 15 from תיקוני הזוהר, the beginning. And we continue with the פתח אליהו, the what consider one of the very powerful part of תיקוני הזוהר. So the Zohar say anat chakim vela bechokhma yediya. And I'm sure you're familiar with that. Ata chacham velo bechokhma yedua, ata mevin velo mebina yedua, ki hu chacham me'atzmo mevin be'atzmo v'chokhma lo nikret b'shem chokhma v'ken bina b'shem bina, ela metam shemila ota b'chokhma bina. The Zohar, the tikkuni Zohar, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is working very hard to explain to us that when we call the sfirot chokhma v'bina, chokhma mean wisdom and bina mean intelligent, not to think that they become an individual entity and because of that they are wise or intelligent or understanding as the word mean in chokhmah and bina, is because they've been filled up with the energy of the Ein Sof, the energy of the endless, and the energy of the endless in that chapter was chokhmah, was wisdom, and the energy of the endless toward bina was intelligent, or if you can call it understanding, lavin. Okay, so it's a very important to understand it. Ve'en lecha makom yadua she'agbil otcha, there is no limitation that can limit you. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekomo shel ha'olam ve'en ha'olam mekomo, as we know that the Kudsha Barichu, the light, the endless is the whole world, it is the light or the creator or the divine or the Kadosh Baruch Hu, ve'en ha'olam mekomo, but the world is not the place of God. If we say this is the place of God, that's going to make it limited. Uma she'etzil et ha'atzilut eno ela she'asigu ben adam et tokfo ve'gvurato. So when God emanated, when the divine emanated all the world of emanation, אינו אלא שישיגו בני אדם את תוקפו וגבורתו, so people can grasp the power and the strength of the divine, ולהראות להם איך הנהגת עולם היא בדין ורחמים, and to present to the world that everything in this universe is with judgment and with compassion. שהם צדק ומשפט, which is צדק, justice, and משפט, the law, respecting the law, כפי מעשיהם של התחתונים, according to the behavior of all of us below. And we continue. Din u'gvura. Kaf smol, mishpat amud ha'emtzayit tiferet. Din, when we say din, when we say judgment, when we say the law, the justice, is gvura, is left column. Kaf smol. Mishpat, the mishpat, the law, the respect of the law, is the center column, which we call it tiferet. Tzedek, justice, מלכות הקדושה, is the holy מלכות. מוסדי צדק עם שני סומכי אמת, היינו נצח והוד, the scales of justice, are נצח ועוד, that's why there is two ספירות. הן צדק, זה הוד ברית יסוד, כי מלכות שנקראת צדק, יסוד הבאר. זאת אומרת שעד רצון רוצים עליה הם נצח עוד יסוד. If you remember when Yaakov and Moshe Rabbeinu, both of them talk about the well, and there is a story in the Torah that Shlosha Edered Tzon Rofsim Aleha, there is three herds of sheep. Those three herds of sheep are basically Netzach, Hod, Ve'yesod, and Hin Tzedek, the word justice, but hin tzedek is the od brit yesod, is the circumcision, is the yesod. Lechen nikraim kulam al shem tzedek. So that's why all of them call one word tzedek. So it's netzach, od, yesod, and malchut are all called tzedek, justice. Hakol laharot ech hanagat ha'olam ubetzedek v'mishpat, to show that the entire universe operate with justice and with the right law. Aval lo sheyesh lecha tzedek yadu shehu din, but not when you have specific tzedek, specific justice, which is judgment, and not mishpat, not laws, shehu yadu shehu rachamim, which means it's compassion and mercy. Velo mikol midot elu klal, ela hu or pashut v'kolel, kama shemra chazal al aman. So when we relate it to the endless just filled that area, filled that a cups or container or filter with this type of light. How can that be? Say the Tikkun HaZohar, כמו שאמרו חז"ל, כמו שאמרו חז"ל, you know, and this is actually the additional of Rav Brandwein, alaman, the manna, alaman שהיה לחם מן השמיים, משום שלא נתגשם שם התבלשתו בעולם הזה. It was bread from the sky that was not materialized itself in this physical universe, שכל אחד היה טועם בו כל מה שרצה. For that reason, everybody tests within the manna whatever they want to test. ונמצא שהיה בו בהכרח מן הצורות המשונות והפוכות. For that reason, the manna can have sour and sweet, or bitter and sweet. Opposite, but based on the individual that receiving it. כי כלום יש לך נותן מה שאין בו. Can the manna give something the manna doesn't have in? Meaning, can the divine give something within the spherot that the divine doesn't have? ואיך אפשר שיהיו בו בתפחים בנושא אחד? How can you have two opposites in one subject? אלא על כוחך שהוא לעצמו הוא פשוט ומופשט בכל הטעמים. That the, if we talk about the manna, there is no taste of the manna, but the person who receive, the person who deal with the manna, they are tasting whatever they taste. The same thing with the divine, of course. וכלול מן הטעמים באופן שהמקבל הגשמי יכול להבדיל לעצמו הטעם שרצה בו. So within the manna, within God, within the divine, within the endless, there is everything. Everything is there. But every person is received based on where they are. It's all about based where they are. So, ובדרך זה אפשר להבין כל דבר רוחני. Like this we can understand everything spiritual. שלעצמו הוא יחיד. הוא פשוט מכל הצורות שבעולם. So, what do we understand here? For the thing that we experience is simple and separate and unique from all the other things in the world. But when he's coming to the receiver, then he will make a shape or limitation based on the receiving. So this is something that we need to understand as we're getting into Tikkuni HaZohar. Now, I'm looking at Matok Midvash. He says something very nice about the Sefirot. So he take it further. He said that every Sefirah, for example, if it's Chesed, it's a, like this, כאותם השמות אשר לספירות, לפעמים יקראו בהם המלאכים המעונים על פעולת הספירות. Even the angels that the divine sent some angels, the angel that worked through that ספירה, you know, כפיק שליחותם בשם שמם. So they will basically be called based on their, where they come from. So אם נשלח לפעול חסד, if that angel come to do chesed, if that angel come to do kindness and chesed and mercy, we call them chasdikel. So it will be named after the sefirah. Im lipol gvura, if it's coming to do gvura, then we will call them Gavriel. So it's based on what is representing, not what it is. And based on what it is, you know, that's what it become. So it's not really something that the brain of a human being right now can fully understand, because how can you understand that it's everything, but you are experiencing only one of the thing? Very difficult, because the human brain is relating to one thing and one thing only, which is the thing that you're capable of relating to. You can relate to all, because we've been limited through the five senses, we've been limited through the skull, to the brain, to the mind, we are only can grasp as good to our capability. So going back to Rabbi Shimon, it say kum Rabbi Shimon vitchashu milim al yadecha darishuta itlach legalan razin tmirim al yadach maledal delight yaev reshu legalan shum barnash atkan. Basically Elisha the prophet Eliyahu saying to Rabbi Shimon, rise up Rabbi Shimon and may the word will be renewed by you, ki yesh lecha reshut, because you have permission. Shalitcha itgalu sodot ne'elamim, the true you, the secret of Tikkun HaZohar specifically, will be revealed to you. Shalom nidna reshut legalot, otam leshum adam ad kaet. It was no permission for anybody to reveal those secret until now. And the Tikkun HaZohar continue. Kam Rabbi Shimon patach v'amar, Rabbi Shimon rise and open, lecha Hashem ha-gedula, ha-gvura v'ha-tiferet, v'ha-netzach v'ha-od. We know that pasuk, when we get the Torah out, elyonim shimuhem yishne Hebron. He said, please listen the people who sleep in Hebron. Who is the people who sleep in Hebron? Whoever never been in Hebron, it's a great opportunity to go there. Shem ha-avot, which is the fathers, v'ha-roe ne'eman, da'inu Moshe, and the great shepherd, which is Moses. Itna'aru mishnatechem, wake up from your sleep. Akitzu v'ranenu shochnei afar, rise up, the people who sleep in the dirt. Elu hem ha-tzadikim, shehem mibchinat ha'i, shenemar ba'ani yeshenav lebi'er. Those are the righteous. Those are the righteous people that it say, I am sleeping, but my heart is awake. Da'inu malchut. What does that mean, the heart is awake? Malchut. Ve'en em metim rak yeshenim. So when we talk about righteous people, we talk about Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, and other tzaddikim, they're never dead. They are awake. They are awake. That's why there is something called Tiul Tzaddikim. Most people who go to grave in Israel or Morocco or Poland, they go there, but if you don't have that understanding that the person there is awake, is actually alive, you're just going to visit the stone. You got to be careful with that. And if you start praying to that person or praying to the stone, it's idol worshiping. You can actually talk to that person who was there, who is alive. And of course, if you go, let's say, today it happened to be the 15 days of Cheshvan, so all the tzaddikim are awake. Or if you go Erev Rosh Chodesh, very powerful, even more powerful, you go there and they are actually awake. I read also in Shar Ruach HaKodesh, Shar El Gulib, that the Ari used to take Rabbi Chaim Vital doing Chol HaMoed, which means in the holidays there, which normally we don't go, but there is a proof that the Ari did it with Rabbi Chaim Vital. So when you go there, part of the soul of the tzaddik, because they are alive, come to you. Of course, until you get angry. If you get angry, it's going to go away. Everything going to go away when you get angry. You can do a lot of avonot, a lot of sin, a lot of problem, but anger is the number one problem. So it say, they are just sleep. Shebeshena yeshach leshon keitza. So it continue. Let me see what Matok Mitzvah say. I just want to make sure I'm reading for both sources so we can have as much as information as we can. It says the Matok Mitzvah say, כשסיים אליהו זל את שבחיו של האינסוף ברוך הוא, basically all those section before was actually written by Eliyahu Navi, Elisha the prophet. So after he was praising the Ensof, התחיל לזרז את רבי שמעון. He start pushing רבי שמעון בר יוחאי לגלות סתרי תורה. So he will reveal the סתרי תורה, the hidden part of the Torah, which is תיקוני הזוהר, which is what we study. והודיעו לו, והודיעו שלא ניתנה רשות לזה. It was not permission yet till רבי שמעון בר יוחאי. והוא המסוגל לגאול את השכינה וישראל מהגלות. And through תיקוני הזוהר, through the study of תיקוני הזוהר, and through the spreading of תיקוני הזוהר, מסוגל לגאול את השכינה, it do two things. It will redeem the Shekhinah, the female aspect of God, as we know, after all the galuyot, all the exile, when we did wrong and we're to be pushed out away from the light, the Shekhinah, which is the wife aspect of God, which is God is a male, the Shekhinah is a female, Shekhinah decide to get out from God and say, I will go with my children until they change. And that's why King Solomon wrote Shir HaShirim, songs from King Solomon. If you read it, it's not about some man and a woman, it's about God and his wife, the Shekhinah. And when it says that I am dirty but I'm beauty, it's talking about the Shekhinah among us. For that reason, every Shabbat, every Friday night, we do Lechad Odi, Likrat Kala. When we are welcome the Shekhinah, we are facing the West, not like a lot of people who are not even knowing that and they think it's a tradition. You have to face the West. You have to face the West. And if you don't, but you need to know why. When you don't know why, then there is tradition. Tradition comes from lack of knowing why. So everybody come up with their own tradition. Once you know why, okay, now you're going to face the West. Why? Because the East is where Ze'er Anpin is where Yud Kei Vav Kei, Tad She'Gametan. Adonai, which is the Shekhinah, is in the West. What we're doing, Lechad Odi Likrat Kala, to you, my beloved, to you, my Kala, Pene Shabbat Nekabela, we are bringing the Shabbat. So we are putting them together. Very important. So Eliyahu Navi is telling Rabbi Shimon, through that, you can bring the Shekhinah not only on Shabbat or Friday night, she can come forever to be with her husband, and through that the temple will be built. Tchiyat Hametim, immortality will take place. And of course the Bet HaMikdash HaShlishi that will be built in Cheshvan. The third temple will be two opinions. One say, come Yavo Mishamayim, come from heaven, ready. And some say it will flip from below and come up where Bet HaMikdash is today. So all those people worry how it's going to happen, when we're going to start. It's going to happen for sure, but we need to have enough Tikkuni Zohar people who study it. It's also going to redeem us, the Israelite, from the Galut, from the exile. לכן, ואמר לו, קום רבי שמעון, והתחדשו מילים על הסתר תורה לידיך. So please rise, רבי שמעון, and start to write the תיקוני הזוהר, because that's the only chance we have to remove chaos from the world. ואין לך לחוש, שמה יימשך מזה איזה עונש. And he say, you don't have to worry, Eliyahu Navi said, in the name of God, you don't have to worry that you will be punished, because it's a revelation of תיקוני הזוהר, the highest revelation since מעמד הר סיני, since the Mount Sinai, the Torah. So רבי שמעון, you know, when you're thinking, think about it like this. It was him and his son alone in a cave. Kind of community, right? I mean, those of you who worry, you don't have community, or you don't have where to go, and or what are you going to eat kosher? Carob tree. You know, carob, now they can make from carob chocolate. But carob tree, that's it. That's it. That's it. In a cave, a little water. That was their life for 13 years. So instead of worry about community and all this and that, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, that's the community. So don't worry if you will be punished. Dar Shutayit Lach, because I only permitted to you, Rabbi Shimon, legala razin tbirin al yadach. Ki kvar natu lecha reshut melemala al ze. Don't worry, say Eliyahu Navi. I heard there is permission from above. You don't have to wait. Ma de lo yitav reshut legala reshut banash al kan. אפילו לתנאים שקודם רבי שמעון ברוך הוא, I know you wonder, אליהו הנביא סדור רבי שמעון, how come me, it was תנאים before me, רבי עקיבא, רבי שמעון בגמליאל, רבי שמעאל כהן גדול, we talk about תנאים, תנאים were the people who could do all miracle, רבי שמעון was a תנא, but before him was giant תנאים, רבי ביר בעל הנס, אפילו לתנאים שקודם רבי שמעון, לא ניתן להם רשות לגלות סתרי תורה, they were not permitted to reveal that, סתרי תורה, כי רק נשמת רבי שמעון הייתה מסוגלת לזה. Only the soul of רבי שמעון could reveal the תיקוני הזוהר. מיד קם רבי שמעון פתח ואמר, רבי שמעון with no guilt, with no nothing, let all the light come from his mouth, כדי להתחיל במה שסיים אליהו, he took wherever Elisha the prophet and he started right away, וגם כדי לתת שבח הודעה לקדוש ברוך הוא, and of course immediately he say, he sent the glory to the Creator, שנתן לו רשות לגלות את התורה, and say thank you for let me reveal that. פתח בפסוק לך השם הגדולה והגבורה והתפארת, like I said before, שכאן כתובות הזין ספירות. Why he choose this פסוק? Because if you count how many words there is there, it's exactly seven, corresponding to the seven ספירות. שפירש אותם אליהו, and אליהו just finished explaining them, שבהם מתנהג העולם אמר אלאין, כנגד חגת, and he say, the one above, and he was talking to Chesed, Gvurat Tiferet, שימו, listen. הוא מפרש שינון דבכין דחברון, עם האבון הקדושים ישנה חברון, שנשתמודם, ואדם בחגת זה רנפין. Why right after this he mentioned אברהם, יצחק ויעקב? Because they are the מרכבות, they are the chariot of חסד גבורה תפארת. וראיה מאמנה, שהיה בפנימיות התפארת. What was ראיה מאמנה? Many opinions, some say he was תפארת, some say he was דעת. הכולל את כל הגת, and he is including all חסד גבורה תפארת, תראו משנותכם לקראת תורות השכינה. It say, please wake up yourself because the שכינה is about to awake. וגם הקיצו ורננו שוכני האפר אלי נינו צדיקיה. And all the other righteous, please wake up, שגם מביטתם קרויים חיים. Every righteous person is alive, even if he died. They are the one that they say, אני ישנה ולבי ער. I am sleepy, but my heart is awake. They are like the שכינה, because the שכינה is sleeping in the galut, in the exile. ולאו אינון מתים אל הישנים. You are not dead, you are sleeping. בגין דעת מר והוא נקיצו ורנו. שצריכים רק להתעורר משנתם. You only have to wake up. וחזר ואמר רבי שמעון כדי לזרזל ראיה מאמנת, ענת ואבן, שאתם כנגד חגת המשפיעים לשכינה. You are the one who influence the שכינה. הקיצו ורנו לתורתה, לשכינתה. תורה על ידי הסתרת תורה שגילינו. And by you waking up, by you are waking you up, you will wake up through the סתרי תורה. through that revelation that we revealed ki ad ata adiyon shena begalut ta rotzel ma shkinai begalut nikra shena patayin torah because we know the shekhina is in dormita is in sleep and we need to wake her up ve gam daat bekan ze galut bekhin shishlim begalut yachad im shekhina and because you're righteous you are connected to the shekhina so you are sleeping too that's why you are considered dead but you're not dead you're just sleeping until bnei israel the israelite will wake up בעזר השם, to study תיקוני הזוהר, to understand תיקוני הזוהר, to spread תיקוני הזוהר, and through that we will see the resurrection in חברון. They will resurrect right away, they're waiting for us. ושנתם אחרון השנה היא בנקבי עיניהם, ולעתיד לבוא, שיגיע זמן הגאולה, and to the future when the redemption will come, אז מיד יעביד שכינתה לתלת קלים, לורד גינו אבות. The שכינה, the first thing the שכינה will do, the female aspect of God, will make a sound, to wake up the three father, almost like a alarm clock. לגבי ראיה מאמנה, and through them to Moses, וימה לשכינה, קום ראיה מאמנה משעתך, and they will go and wake up Moses. דעה לך שאתה בתפארת, you are in charge of תפארת, you are in charge of the center column. את בר, כל דודי דופק לגבי, everything is coming from שיר השירים, as you see, from songs, from King Solomon. It say, כל דודי דופק לגבי, My uncle, my beloved, knock on the door, in front of me, בארבעת ון דילי, בדלת אותיות שם הוויה שבתפארת. And now he is doing it through the touch of Gamatan, which is יוד, קי ואף קי, וימה בעון דלת לשונות של חיבה. And this is four type of language of kindness and sweetness. דהיינו פתחי לי אחותי רעייתי יונתי תמתי. So we can see that what the Shir HaShirim, it's talk about when the Messiah will come. So what does it say? Pitchili opened me the door, Ahoti, my sister, Rayati, my wife or my friend, Yonati, my dove, but it's not just dove, it's like my partner, like Yudvav. Tammati, the one who's complete. So we see that they use four words there, and those four words are corresponding to the Yud Kevavke. שהם כנגד תעוררות התפארת בשם הוויה, המחבר בדלת אותיות אדוני בסוד הייחוד. And when you put יוד כווקה together with אדוני, you get אמן, גימטרי אמן. That's why whoever say קדיש, always the אמן is very important to connect. And when you say ברכות, a different type of אמן, another connection. וכמה עוד תמתי עם לשון תם. And the word תמתי, the last word in the אחותי רעייתי יונתי תמתי, is tam, from the word tam, end. What does it mean end? They are tam avonech bat zion. You're no longer ever seen. It's time for you to come back. Be'orach hagalu, the exile is over. Lo yosif la'aglotech od. Shelo tosif le'da'ava od. And it will never be galut, like what we experienced with Hashem. I mean, just by reading it, guys, this is like by itself, you know, motivating about the end. So now I'm going back to Rav Brandwein So here, Branwan had that if you take the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Tat She Gamaten, you're going to have Yud Kei Vav is Avraham, Yitzchak, Ve'Yaakov, Gimel Avot, Hei Shel Moshe, Shetitgale Begmar Kol HaTikunim. And the Hei is the Hei of Moses. The last Hei is the Hei of Moses that will be revealed in the end of all the Tikunim. ויאמר בהם פתחי לי אחותי רעיונתי תובתי. So it will be almost like Moses will say it's time to open up. כי הרי תמה אבונך בציון. Because your sin is no longer there, so it's time to open up. לא יוסיף לעגלותך, you'll never be exiled again. מה פירושו של נמלת טל? What does that mean? That ראשי נמלת טל. My head was fulfilled with dew. You know, in the morning, you know, usually the place which is hot or desert in Africa, there's a dew, there is like some type of liquid, the wet, that come down. It's everywhere, but what is this to do with what we study about? Let's see how powerful it is. Now, dew in Hebrew is tal. Dew is tal. So tal. אלא אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, את חושב שמיום שנכנס בית המקדש, שנכנסתי בבית שלי, it's a God, you thinking, you say to the Shekhinah, to the female aspect of God, when my temple was destroyed, when I came to my home, ונכנסתי ביישוב של ירושלים העליונה, and I went to my home above, לא כן, כי לא נכנסתי, כן זיווק פנימי של אבא ואמא, אלא הנה נקרים ירושלים של מעלה, כל זמן שעד בגלות. So God is speaking to the Shekhinah, he said, I cannot be with you in the lower world, because in the upper world, there is no connection. There is ירושלים של מעלה, ירושלים של מטה. If ירושלים של מעלה has a connection, it's a strong connection, then ירושלים של מטה has a strong connection. What is ירושלים? What is the Jerusalem above? It's called זיווק פנימי של אבא ואמא. That's the name of the connection. אבא ואמא, father and mother. אני קיים ירושלים של מעלה. והרי לסימן שראשי, שהוא סוד גר, נמלה טל. And my head was fulfilled with dew. Now what does that mean? We know that the head is Gimel Rishonot. The head is Keter Chokma Bina. It was fulfilled with dew. What is dew? When it pashtut legar degar, if negmar tikun. We know that Keter Chokma Bina, of Keter Chokma Bina, will not be revealed until the tikun will be over. Shetetukan ha-malchut kula. Why is it important? Because we need to fix the malchut. Why we need to fix the malchut? Because if you don't fix the malchut, you don't have koma shlema, you don't have a fulfilled sfirot. Those of you who study Talmud Yosef Sfirot know that you need the old Koma. But without Malchut, you don't have enough Or Chozer to go complete the totality. Rak Levav Tzavot Degal. We only can reveal the Vav Tzavot, meaning the six Sefirot of the Gibel Rishonot. Umefresh Mahu Tal. So what is Tal? What is Dew? Tal. Tal Ei Shel Shem Memei I Ashchina. If you take Yud Kei Vav Kei, and you write it with Milui Alpin. Okay? Let's try to do it together. So it's Yud Vav Dalet, A Aleph, very good, Vav Aleph Vav, A and Aleph. Together you have what? Very good, 45. Now if I take 45 minus the last A, the last letter, which is A and Aleph, so what is 45 minus A and Aleph. A is 5, Aleph is 1. So it's 45 minus 6. What do you get? Very good, 39. So 39 is Tal, dew. So now you know what it means that my head full with dew. So it says, V'i bagalut, Shlemut shela v'chaim shela utal. V'zehu yud kei vav, only in Alpin, without the last A, shebegimatria tal, mishem emei. V'i tachtona sheyashchana malchut lo niklala. But the last A, A and Aleph, is not included. בחשבון טל, אלא יוד כיבב, שאותיון עולות לחשבון טל, והוא היינו יוד כיבב במילואו הממלא את השכינה מן הנביעה של כל המקורות העליונים, שהוא גלגלת זה אריך הנפין. And that's what fulfilled the שכינה all the way from the poor above, את כל אריך הנפין, או גלגלת זה אריך הנפין. מיד קם רבי הנאמן ועבוד הקדושים עמו, right away the shepherd, the great shepherd, which is Moses, and the fathers, Avraham Yitzchak Yot, Aimo, they rise with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Klomar, Shezachu El Aorot HaGdolim Shel Gmar HaTikun. Right away, by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai saying those words of Tikuna Azor, they start receiving the light. Can you imagine the power of words saying it in Hebron? Say Patach Eliyahu in Hebron. Can you imagine? So, Baruch Hashem, I know that a lot of Sidurim of Bekubalim and Sefaradim, they put Patach Eliyahu. Not a lot of people take it seriously. You've got to be very seriously. Soon, Bezat Hashem, it will be my dream to write it on klaf. Just the Patach Eliyahu on klaf. So we can give it to people, and Bezat Hashem, people can have it around them. And if we have enough people, have the Tikkuni HaZohar on klaf, which is at least Patach Eliyahu, this is it, guys. We have to read it. So, continue. Rabban Ben continue. Ad kan itbaer soda yichud shel shem mem ei. Mikan velach bever parasha reshalosh shel Sitrei Torah. So until now, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai awake Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moses, and all the tzaddikim. From here we learn when you are about to do pe'ula, when you are about to do something important, you have to always get yourself to wake up all the tzaddikim to come with you. So what the next thing is doing, Rabbi Shimon, is start the Sitrei Torah, the hidden part of it. Patach Rabbi Shimon v'amar, Bereshit bara Elokim. First pasuk of the Torah, Bereshit bara Elokim. In the beginning, God created. Sod Hashem l'riya v'purito l'odaham. He'll take another pasuk. Secret of God is to the one who fear him or the one who respect him. U'brito, and his covenant is to tell them the truth. Sod begimatria shivayim. If you take the word sod, is numerically value 70. Elem shivayim panim shenitparim b'milam pereshit b'parashat zu shel atchalat haTorah. So here, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is about to reveal to us 70 meaning to the word Bereshit. Now I'm going to go a little bit on Matok Bidvash from Tikkuni HaZohar. And I'm sorry if I'm going a little bit long, but it's important because I want to finish that part, and then we're going to, next time, we're going to start the Tikkun, as Rabbi Shimon is doing it. So let's see what Matok Bidvash say. ולעתיד לבוא אחר שהשכינה תיתן הג' קולות לענה להרי המאמנה after the שכינה like Rabbi Brandon say will say to Rai המאמנה to Moses she make those three sound three voices מיד קם רי המאמנה והמקלשים ממה and then they will wake up to bring the גאולה בבת אחת עד כאן הרזד יחודה שמם אי
So what is actually Tikkuni HaZohar? It's all the explanation of the word Bereshit based on Sitrei Torah, based on the secret of Torah.
Patach Rabbi Shimon v'amar, Bereshit bara Elokim, al zeh ne'emar sod Hashem l'yireyav. Mefarash sod shegibat reshivim. What does that mean, sod Hashem l'yireyav? The secret of God is to yireyav, is the one who respects him.
ובריתו להודיעם. So if we say there is sod Hashem l'yireyav, if God is revealing the sod to all the people, that means sod is 70. And if God revealed 70, it's going to be 70 meaning to the word, only to the word, not to the book of Bereshit. The word Bereshit. Can you imagine? You take the word in the beginning, and that's the whole Tikkuni HaZohar. So it's quite exciting, and I want to take this opportunity also to thank a few of the students who challenged me. It was Shavuot 2 years ago. I was in New York, and I was challenged by Michael Englander, and I was challenged by Charlotte Meyer, and they asked me why not to teach it in English, and I didn't see a point to teach it in English. I would enjoy reading it to myself, and thank you for getting me out of the comfort zone and doing it. It's going to be very interesting, right? Thank you.